Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of Captify Consulting Investor Relations team, I welcome you all to the Q4 and FY26 post-earnings conference call of Hari Om Pipe Industries Limited. Today on the call from the management, we have with us Mr. Rupesh Kumar Gupta, Managing Director, Mr. Amitabh Bhattacharya, Chief Financial Officer, and Ms. Rekha Singh, Company Secretary. As a disclaimer, I would like to inform all of you that this call may contain forward-looking statements, which may involve risk and uncertainties. Also, a reminder that this call is being recorded. I would now request the management to brief us about the business and performance highlights for the period ended March 2026, the growth plan and vision for the coming years, post which we will open the floor for Q&A. Over to the management team.
Good afternoon, everyone. I welcome you all to the earnings conference call of Hari Om Pipe Industries for the quarter and year ended 31st March 2026. This is Rupesh Kumar Gupta, Managing Director of Hari Om Pipe Industries. I hope all of you had the opportunity to go through our financial results submitted in the stock exchange. I would like you to, our investors, analysts, bankers, customers, suppliers, employees, and all stakeholders for their continued trust and support. Our focus during the year was not only on growth, but also on improving the quality of growth. We consciously worked towards reducing working capital intensity, improving cash conversion, and strengthening the financial position of the company. We believe that disciplined approach will support the company's growth trajectory in the coming years while ensuring that growth remains profitable, cash generative, and sustainable. In the steel industry, volatility in input prices and demand cycles is a normal part of business. However, our integrated operations and diversified product portfolio provided us with flexibility to manage such market conditions. Our presence across multiple product categories and geographies helps us serve different customer segments and reduce dependence on any single market or product. During the year, our galvanized product segment continues to contribute meaningfully to the business. The company also continued to focus on strengthening its market reach across southern and western India. Our dealer network and institution customer base continue to support our sales and distribution strategy. FY26 has been a year of steady performance, improved operating discipline, and stronger cash generation for the company. During the year, our focus remained on improving the quality of business, maintaining margin stability, strengthening working capital management, and improving overall balance sheet position. The key numbers and ratio for FY26 are as follows. Full year revenue from operations, 1,667 crores. Revenue grew up by 23% YOY, supported by better throughput and value-added products. Full year EBITDA, 209 crores. EBITDA grew by 19% YOY. Full year EBITDA margin 12.56%. Margin remained broadly stable despite competitive market conditions. Blended EBITDA full year 7,258. EBITDA per metric ton improved during this year. Full year profit before tax 104 crores. PBT grew by 25% YOY. Full year profit after tax 76 crores. PAT grew by 23% YOY. Q4 revenues from operation, 507 crores. Q4 revenue grew strongly by 27% on YOY basis. Q4 EBITDA, 64 crores. Q4 EBITDA remained healthy with stable margin and 31% growth YOY. Q4 EBITDA margin, 12.59%. Q4 margin improved compared to Q4 FY25. Q4 PAT, 30 crores. Q4 PAT improved significantly on YOY basis with growth of 75% YOY. Full year value-added product contribution 98%. Full year operating cash flow 192 crores. Strong improvement in cash generation from operations. Full year EBITDA to OCF conversion 92%. Full year net debt to EBITDA 1.65x, leverage improved and remains comfortable. Debt to EBITDA 0.4x indicates controlled leverage with adequate net worth support. Full year ROCE 21%, return profile improved during this year. Full year ROE 12%, Return on equity remained healthy. On the subsidiary side, our renewable energy SPV, Hariom Power and Energy Private Limited, is executing the 60 MW AC solar power plant awarded under the PPA with MSEDCL. The project is progressing in phases. Land acquisition has been completed for eight locations, covering approximately 123 acres, and work has commenced at six locations. We have also incorporated Metal Mark Private Limited, which is presently at the initial setup stage. This entity is expected to support our future business initiatives in trading of metals, steel, and allied products. Our key priorities from FY27 will be improving capacity utilization, strengthening the value-added product mix, maintaining working capital discipline, improving operating efficiencies, optimizing financial costs, and generating healthy cash flows. We will continue to focus on profitable growth rather than only volume-led growth. Before I conclude, I would like to place on record my sincere appreciation to the entire Hariom team for their commitment and hard work during the year. I would also like to thank our customers, suppliers, bankers, shareholders, and all the other stakeholders for their continued support. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. We'll now begin the question and answer session. All those who wish to ask a question, please use the option of raise hand and we'll invite you to ask a question. You can also put your questions in the Q&A box. We'll wait for a moment till the question queue assembles. We'll take the first question from Mr. Sagar Shah. Please go ahead. Sagar, you are unmuted.
Sagar, we are unable to hear you.
Hello, am I audible?
Yes.
Yeah, sorry for the delay. Actually, there was some system issue. Now, sir, my first question for today was actually related to your guidance. In the last quarter, you had given a 30% growth for volumes in FY27. Now, if I see the numbers for actually for this year, for almost all across all the value-added products, even on a blended level and even on product-wise, actually, we are clocking at least above 60% utilization. So still, actually, do we stand for by this guidance, or we want to revise that guidance? And in that question only, what would be the EBITDA per ton guidance that you would be guiding for this year? Then I'll be highlighting. I have other two questions also.
Last year guidance was 30% volume growth year-on-year basis, which we have given. Demand on the basis of that ground, that capacity available, demand visibility, and internal business plan at the third point of time. During the year, actual volume growth was lower mainly because we consciously focused on profitable and cash-generating growth rather than chasing volume and lower margins. FY26, if you checked, was also impacted by a competitive steel market environment, volatility in steel price, and certain product mix decision. Instead of pushing volume aggressively, we focused on improving the quality of business, maintaining EBITDA, discipline of cash, strengthening working capital.
Okay, yeah, I agree, sir, that means we chase for value rather than growth. But
yes,
for FY27, I was asking, do we have the capacity to clock 30% growth YOY?
Yes, we have the capacity. We have the capacity. Still, whatever the existing capacity we are having, we can manage whatever we have achieved around 288,000 sales volume. We can go around 30%. But that is also subject to the market condition, as well as Hariom cannot compromise with the profitability and margin. And push sales, Hariom is not doing.
Okay.
There
And
is
EBITDA
not
per ton guidance, sir?
EBITDA, current year we are having around, say, blended EBITDA is 7,200, and we are taken into the consideration, which is a very good EBITDA, blended EBITDA. The product mix, if you are taken, then this product mix also at par from the market level. So we are into the consistently focus on that, and we are very much confident to remain in it, maintain this ratio. And we are always trying to add on the value on that.
Right, sir. Right. My second question, sir, was related to the closure of the Tamil Nadu plant. The Tamil Nadu plant was closed due to the concerns related to Tamil Nadu Pollution Board. So, is the plant open, sir, right now?
We are waiting for the order. The everything formalities and compliances are completed, and the file was already moved. We are waiting to the opening order from the department any point of time, maybe another 2 to 3 working days. Within 2 to 3 working days, we are
So, what was
expecting
the
that.
reason, sir, for the closure of the plant that they stated? And what is the
That is
revenue loss
actually
that
not
we
a
do in this quarter?
no. During the April month, we have whatever we have achieved in the last year, April 2025, the same turnover we had done in the April 26 also, because we have already enough stocks, and at the same time we are doing the business through asset-light model. So therefore, no sort of in the April month, no sort of impact is coming in terms of revenue.
Okay, but what was the reason, sir, that they stated for the closure of the plant?
That is actually from our side, there was a no non-compliances. That is due to that elections and all those things. Not only Hariom Pipe, Hariom is a listed company, that's why it is coming to your notice, because we have given into the stock exchange. That is the industrial growth center. So many units in the other segment also, they are sending the similar notice. Hariom is one of the another company. So that is the government election time, they have taken certain decision
Okay,
during the
okay.
election.
Sir, my last question, sir, was related to this solar power plant. The
Yes.
solar power plant, we have done around 10 crores of investment also in this quarter, in this Q1, I am saying. So I wanted to understand that what is the total CapEx that we are going to spend in FY27 related to this project, and if any related to other projects also. And I think so for this purpose only in the balance sheet that you've created right of use assets. So wanted to understand basically the roadmap for this solar power project, and how when will the revenue start occurring actually for us, because we have
No.
already done the PPA if I'm not wrong.
Yeah, so basically, I have corrected that the right of use assets which we are disclosing in our balance sheet, this is not related with Hariom Power. This is related, which we have last year, we have acquisition of Ultra Pipes pipe unit plant under the long-term lease model. That is the reason that ROU assets we were seen that in our balance sheet, first of all, first clarity. Second part is whatever you said, that around 9.68 or whatever it may be, that amount we have invested. So that actually in the lab previously also we have clarified that the total project cost is somewhere around 241 crores, and the bank term loan will become around 195 crores. So remaining our investments are there, and that is totally backed by capital subsidy from the central government. So therefore, there is a no as such a long-term investment plan. Only hardly 25 to 30 crores will be invested as a equity component in Hariom Power by Hariom Pipe. The remaining component will be reimbursed by the capital through set up by the capital subsidy from the central government. So far, our almost all out of 13 location, we have take up the project on 8 locations, and out of that 2 locations is yet to be commenced the power productions by the end of this month of the coming final month. So Out of 60 megawatts, already the 38 megawatts we are doing the projects, and remaining will be completed in the meantime, the ensuing.
So the production, what you mean to say is the production will start from the coming month itself, and the phase-wise it will come down.
Okay, and what and till date, what is the amount that we have put in this project, sir? I understand we will be getting back the subsidies. I get your point, but what is the amount that we have put as of now?
You're asking about the total investment, right?
Yes.
I will tell you. So far, we have produced invested 9.56 crores total.
Okay, and how will the pricing work, sir, here? Basically,
Sorry.
how will it flow through our EBITDA?
So per unit, we are getting around 3 rupees 21 paisa, apart from capital subsidy. So as and when it will be generated, that is the fixed tenuity and fixed revenue
Okay. Per unit.
will
Fine, sir. Fine. Oh, thank you and all the best, sir.
Yeah.
Thank you. We'll take the next question from Praneeth Reddy. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir.
Yes.
Two questions on Perundurai and demand side. So first, dealers serving the market from Telangana.
Your voice is not clear. We are unable to hear you properly.
Praneeth, your voice is cracking.
Hello, sir. Is it fine now, sir? Yeah. Firstly, dealers serving the southern market from Telangana instead of Perundurai adds freight cost and lead time. How many dealers have you lost to competitors since the plant closure? And what's the win back cost and timeline? So, and second, OEMs like customers like Ashok Leyland weight environmental compliances heavily in supplier approval. And TNPCB closure order is precisely the kind of event their ESG audits and flag. So has the closure triggered any requalification or anything on B2B side, sir?
No, there is no requalification or something which is there from Perundurai plant. From Perundurai plant, it was only the commercial products what we were supplying to the Kerala and other areas of that states. And there is no impact on that because we were holding some stocks also. As well as
Okay.
that, as our CFO told, that it has been like OPEX sort of model wherein we have manufactured the material from other sources and sent it across to the dealers. So we have not lost any dealers. Indeed, we were having very healthy arrangements with the dealers, and
Okay.
they have even supported us in a long way.
Okay, sir. And any dealers we've lost or to competitors in suppose like markets like Kerala or somewhere.
No, it is only 1.5 month, right? So first of the complete month, whatever the stocks were there, we have only supplied those of the stocks, and few could have been undoubtedly as per the requirement of them. Few could have been taken from the competitor. This happened, so we are not worried on that. Our dealers network is very truly loyal with us, and they are continuously supporting the company.
And you've noted that value-added products are already 98% of revenue. So
Yeah.
what's the next year like? Blended EBITDA per ton was in FY26 was only marginally up year on year, which
Yeah.
suggests that current product mix has largely played out as a margin layer lever. So are you entering any new adjacent or higher value product categories, and specifically which will drive the EBITDA per ton from higher from here?
Yeah, so Hariom is already in a consistent growth parameters in the profitability and the margins, and we look forward for every time the OEM growths and the value-added products only. As we do not find ourselves to be in a very competitive market, we have a strong brand value, and for which all the OEMs or any good dealers promote Hariom brand, as well as they also encourage the profitability and shares us the valuation for that also. So 100% on the EBITDA part, we will be growing continuously. Our area is not the volume, our area is always the profitability.
So thinner gauge, something like thinner specifications, or what will be the EBITDA pattern?
This will
What
be a
will drive
continuous.
the EBITDA per ton from here.
This will be the minimum one, what we are looking forward at. And moving ahead, whatever the OEM contributions and value-added product contributions will add on, the EBITDA will obviously grow.
Okay.
See, the fourth quarter, if you see, our blended EBITDA was 7,800. Okay. And throughout the year, you can check that is coming 7,258. My
Okay.
point of concern is, as you witnessed for various time in the last 4 quarters, the steel price fluctuations are happening.
Okay,
So
sir.
when the raw material fluctuations are hugely happened, and along with that, the supporting system like gas, oil, electricity, logistic cost are going ups and downs. There will be no flat manner or no in a precise manner. Therefore, it will be impacted to your EBITDA. It is not anybody's hand. It is the market scenario and situation that we have to understand. In the Q4, our EBITDA was blended EBITDA was 7,800 rupees.
Okay, sir. So,
If you
what's your target?
go with that last year March 25 EBITDA Q4 EBITDA that was 6,583 from 6,583 to 7,800. So almost of 1,300 rupees we are increasing in the
Okay, sir.
Q4 versus Q4 year-on-year this.
Okay. So, what will be your guidance for next year EBITDA pattern, FY20?
So,
if at all everything goes well without the geopolitical issues and the scenario on the pricing hit and other things, so we feel that this will be the minimum one and this should continue.
okay, at least 15-20%
See, growth
Parameters in any
strategy.
percentage would be very tough. So undoubtedly, as I told Ki, this would be a constant push from our side to increase the EBITDA only. This will undoubtedly this will continue. Our efforts will continue to grow it.
Oh,
You have
okay,
to
sir.
understand this is not a monopoly market and this is not a MRP-based product, consumer
Yeah,
product.
understood.
MRP-based consumer product where you have to, on the basis of MRP increase, you can say that ki there's a profitability will be increased. It is
Okay.
all on market demand and supply.
And my third question is on downstream side. Would it make sense to set up lighter pipe conversion or finishing units closer to your major OEM demand clusters, like fit by the central plant, something like hub and spoke model that cuts freight and lead time, so which will get you closer to the customers like Ashok Leyland or any B2B customers? Is
See,
that something you are evaluating?
generally whatever transportation or logistics happens with the tonnage basis. So yahan
Okay.
se if at all we are sending it to Ashok Leyland, one of our again one more subsidiary or a sister concern or whatever, again the logistic cost from this place to that place has to be made.
Yes,
Loading,
sir.
unloading, everything will be again a problem or an investment. So it is
Okay.
probably better to have one regional place and from there only the supply should happen so that we control the quality and be a constant player in supplying the qualities as well. Deliverables should be very good.
Okay. And any
Thank you,
update
Pranit.
on Anantapur?
Pranit,
I
please.
take your point in a very positive note. We have never witnessed this kind of thing as the OEMs are not demanding anything. They are getting everything on time. So if also
Okay.
demands are coming from their end, obviously we can think over it.
Okay.
Pranit, I request you to come back in the queue, please.
Yeah, thank you. Okay,
We'll take
thank
the
you.
next question from Deepak Poddar. Please go ahead.
Hello, am I audible?
Yeah.
Thank you very much, sir, for this opportunity. So, just wanted to understand. I mean, this EBITDA per ton, I mean, the guidance that you have given is a lot dependent on the market price. I mean, that's what I personally feel. I mean, at 53,000 ASP, a similar 12.5% EBITDA margin can give you 6,500 kind of a EBITDA per ton, and at 61,000 ASP, at same EBITDA margin of 12.5, it can give you 7,600. So guidance in terms of EBITDA per ton, I mean, more right would maybe to give outlook in terms of EBITDA margins. I mean, that gives more sense. I mean, because in spite of higher prices, your EBITDA margins you have maintained. I mean, so I personally feel that EBITDA per ton might give a wrong notion that your profitability is increasing. So that's what my sense is. So if you can throw some more light on margin front, that would be helpful.
So Deepak, generally what happens whenever the markets are getting grown up, we have the pending stocks as well, which are there lying under for the lower cost also. As we are having MOUs with all the suppliers of us, primary players, so already those MOUs and other effects will also be added to the company. So it is not that one only particular point, the prices have increased, that's the reason only we add on the EBITDAs or something. But it is a continuous effort, and if at all this has been maintained, it's on the merit basis of our own understanding for the value chain.
Okay. So EBITDA margin, anything on EBITDA margin also you can comment? How should we look
EBITDA
at the
margins
margin?
are sustainable. Basically, whatever has been shown in the numbers are there. So these are the sustainable things, and this will continue as we are focusing only on our profits.
And 12.5 to 12.6% is kind of a sustainable market.
Yeah, those are sustainable.
Oh, understood. And now with our value-added product also 90% of our revenue, right? So will it be right to say that our revenue growth should mirror the volume growth? I mean, earlier what we have seen that your revenue growth has been much higher than your volume growth because your value-added product has been increasing. And now with we are almost at 100%. So volume growth and revenue growth should mirror each other. I mean, would that be a fair assumption?
So if at all the value is getting grown up, obviously as per the percentage, the revenue will also be on the limitation of that percentage only. So I think that if at all the revenue is getting grown up, obviously debitors and other things will be constant on the percentage size. But again, on the numeric side, it will grow.
Okay. I got it. And on the capex, I mean, the solar power, I think you're 240 crores of the capex there, total for 60 megawatt.
240, 245.
And how much debt we are taking there?
190.
We have taken 195, and it will be set up another 30. So net debt after completion, the project is coming around near to 160.
Net debt is coming to 160. So this entire thing will come in FY27. I mean, the corresponding depreciation of this plant as well as the interest cost corresponding to this debt will start coming from, I mean, has it started coming or will it come from next month?
It will be coming, impacting FY27. March 27 is the last deadline to complete our entire 13 location 60 megawatt AC projects.
Mm-hmm.
So out of 13 locations, we have almost start of the project, 8 locations, and 2 are yet to be coming for commencement, and remaining will be completed within this financial year.
Within this financial year. Okay. That's very clear. And this last thing from my side, in terms of our backward integration, I think we currently are at a 50% rate in terms of backward integration of our capacities.
40% you can say.
40%, right? So any plans to increase there? I mean, that will kind of help your EBITDA per ton or EBITDA margins to increase.
Yeah, that's already in place basically. So yes, we are also waiting one single EC order from Government of India. If at all we get that, I think immediately the things are in place, we can plan it out. Just waiting for one EC document.
EC,
clearance, environment clearance.
Yeah. So that plant is already in process of construction, I mean?
No. We cannot do without getting an approval from the government. We cannot start any construction. So majorly, the works are completed initially only. Mm-hmm. But after that, we have stopped everything. After getting this order only, it has to get started.
Acha, and how much time will it take?
Another 3 to 4 months of time once we are there in place.
3 to 4 months. And by I mean, this 40% will become what?
Around 80%.
80% what? 80% it will become in next 3 to 4 months, or I mean, so 80% what's the time?
This is subject to
department
the
clearance and everything. We cannot assure you right now. It is all are subject to. Yes, we have a future business plan, and whenever Hariom will expanding, definitely they have submitted all the intimations and everything in the stock exchange.
Okay. And how much?
Thank you, Deepak. Deepak, I request you to join the
call. Yeah. I think this was the last thing. It is just a clarification.
Please. No, please. We'll take the next.
Let him finish the question, Deepak. Just take your last question.
Yeah, I mean, it was just continuation of that. So this 40 to 80%, so what benefit it can have in our margins?
So the margins would not be a very big thing, but only the quantity and the quality and the consistency of the supply for the raw material will get improved. The major
I
part
got it.
on that particular thing will not be on the number part, but again, indirectly, it will attract some number. But genuinely speaking, it will attract the quality and the security of the raw material.
Got it, got it. That's very helpful, sir. I would like to wish you all the way. That's it from my
Thank
end.
you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. We'll take the next question from Kashish Gandhotra. Please go ahead.
Thank you, sir, for the opportunity. Two questions from my end. Firstly, if I see quarter on quarter, I think our volume has grown by 20%, while the revenue has grown by 40%. So is that the correct estimate that the realization has gone up by 15 to 16%?
Quarter on quarter. Sorry, can you repeat once?
Yes, sir. So I want to know basically what is the volume growth quarter on quarter? 20%. Is it correct?
Yes, quarter on quarter, 40%.
That is the revenue growth, sir. Volume growth will also be 40% or no? I think that is 20%.
Volume growth is coming around 20% quarter on quarter.
Okay, perfect. So basically, realization has gone up by 15, 16. And sir, in terms of FY27, what is our volume guidance for this year?
For this year, we are having around roughly you can take 350 to 316 between.
Okay, 350 to 3. So
It
20,
can be
25%.
depend on the market situation and global perspective.
Okay, sir. And how has been the current quarter been? Like, are we seeing some 10-15% growth on a YoY basis or
Yeah,
no?
current quarter is good, sir. Current quarter is good. Current quarter is good. So far, it is absolutely good.
Okay, so we can expect at least quarter one to have that 15 to 20% volume growth on a YoY basis, right, sir?
Number at this particular stage, I think, would be not appropriate.
We are trying hard, but maybe we can achieve.
Sure, sir. Just last question then. On the solar business part, sir. So do we expect there to be some burn for the first 1 to 2 years or no, that will be break even at least in the first year itself?
No, actually, it's not called burn, sir. Whatever in the first 2 years, that is depreciation. As you know, that depreciation is not the expenditure, it's a cash accrual. So depreciation part is coming, which help you to generate the cash and at the same time safeguard the income tax. Nothing else. So profitability part, because you have to understand that the income part is fixed per annum and the operational are very negligible expenditure are there in the solar power business. It's a long-term investment and long-term revenue.
Okay.
Fixed revenue without any incremental operational expenditure.
Got it, sir. Perfect, sir. That's it from my end. Thank you.
Thank you. We'll take the next question from Astha Singh. Please go ahead.
Hello, I'm audible.
Yes,
Thank you for the opportunity, sir. Sir, I just have a few questions. We had faced a Tamil Nadu population control board issue in one of our plant. Is our guidance for FY27 keeping the volume disruption for Q1 in mind?
No. Actually, that was already in the first question also we have explained that, ma'am. So that is not the case. The case was different in the pollutions and
Your question is regarding to what exactly is it, the numbers that you are talking about, or the what exactly is your question? Can you repeat, please?
so she's asking if our FY27 guidance keeps this stoppage in mind.
No.
No, stoppage cannot be there for this long, actually. We are already in the verge of getting this document this
We
week
are not
only.
facing any sort of issue or any volume terms because we have the stocks and we have managed, and we are getting the order within a few days from the department, and we will start the operations.
Okay. And how are you compensating the loss of the volume from the facility?
No, we have so far we are not facing any sort of loss means any sort of shortfall in the volume. That's why that is my submission. In the April month, whatever volume we sold in the FY25, the similar volume we have achieved to able to supply to our customer from in FY26 also. So therefore, no shortfall are coming. Because whatever stocks we have, that was already dispatches, and after that we had started the process from the asset-light model in the from there only from other facilities and supply to our customers. So it is not impacted to our volume target.
Okay, sir. Sir, just to have one more question. The recent supply disruption in gas impacted several companies. How much were we impacted in Q4, and what do you anticipate in Q1, and what steps have you taken to overcome these challenges?
To touch wood, we have not been impacted by the gas, which means we were having our own the suppliers and other things are intact basically. So we have not faced any shortage or any disturbance in the supplies. So we have the storages, so we do not have any problem to see in future also.
Thank you, sir. We'll take the follow-up question from Praneeth Reddy. Please go ahead.
Sir, what is the B2B contribution for the last quarter, Q4 FY26? And what is your expectation going forward for FY27?
Earlier it was 15%, now it has become increased up to 20%.
Okay, in Q4 also it is 20%.
Yeah.
So what's your expectation going forward, sir, next year and
Sir, see, B2B means you are supplying to engineering companies or OEM. It is
yes.
not like that ki you have to add onboard the dealer. It's not similar
Yeah,
to
it is
that.
a continuous process.
So it is taken his time, and gradually our target is to increase this B2B clients. We
This
cannot.
is an
This
ongoing
is an
process,
ongoing process.
so this will never get stopped in a room. So our team is very aggressive in getting things done. So already very good players are there in the company's portfolio, and we are continuously in process of adding on new.
Okay, sir. Okay. Thank you, and all the best, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. All those who wish to ask a question, please use the option of raise hand. You can also put your question in Q&A box. We'll take the follow-up question from Sagar Shah. Please go ahead. Sagar, you may go ahead. Yeah.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity. Sir, I had a two follow-up questions. My first question was related to the volume guidance that that you have given, that you are confident of, means at least on the profitability front of at least clocking 350,000 to 360,000 tons of volumes. So what will be the product mix that you are targeting? Will it be because already our Tamil Nadu plant is closed, and definitely our Q1 will be impacted. So means are we targeting the demand is good for MS tubes, or is it for GP, or is it for GP pipes? Because scaffolding has been relatively weak in this entire year. I'm not talking of this quarter, but for FY26 the volumes have been quite weak actually. So what is the product, what are the products that you are confident of actually getting this growth number from?
So firstly, because of the scaffolding, as you rightly mentioned, it's an credit-based business. So we have just shifted our wings to get it in advance and then only do it. Hence, the reason of getting it lower volume is because of the credits what we are not planning to give. Secondly, for the mixture of the products, it is all a mixture of coils, it is mixture of MS, and it is mixture of GI. Moving ahead, whatever the B2B sales are getting happened are for that particular line. So our major focus will be B2B only, and the regular and consistent supplies to our dealers and adding on more dealers is going on. So the process from distributorship model to the dealership model is the end goal of Hariom. Henceforth, we are continuously adding on new dealers, and our range and the states and the approach of the dealers are getting a bit higher than compared to every quarter.
Okay, fine, sir. And my second question, sir, was related to the solar power project. You highlighted that around 38 megawatts of production of the commercialization of capacity will happen from next month. That is effectively
No,
from
no,
Q2.
no, no, no. We have given 10 megawatts commencement will be happened in the next month. and we have takeover out of 60, 38 megawatts the work is under progress.
Okay, so out of the total 60 megawatts, is it safe to assume that 10 megawatt will the production will start from next month?
The total sanctioned capacity as per the PPA is 60 megawatt. Out of 60 megawatt, we have started to commencement of the construction and the power plant for 38 megawatt. Out of 38 megawatt, 10 megawatt is coming to production commencement in next month.
Okay, so out of that 10 megawatt, exactly I'm saying, sir. So basically, out of the 10 megawatt, the pricing is around 3.21 rupees per unit. So approximately, can you quantify
Yes.
that? How much revenue can we get from that project at least in this year of 9 months of FY27? What is our target from that project?
That is very difficult right now to calculate and give it to you as and
Okay.
when it will be operated, started physically, and then we can give the correct estimate for the year. Along with 10 megawatts, subsequently other projects is also pilot project will be completed na. So total FY27, how much it will be coming, that will be given on the first quarter. You can able to give on the first quarter.
Okay, and sir, my last question, sir, was related to the Metal Mart subsidiary. In the investor presentation, you have mentioned that we haven't actually commenced the business. So, when are we actually looking to start business in that? And can you provide some visibility that have you found any feasibility in the Maharashtra business for trading business?
Already we have taken and tie-up with the companies who are manufacturing facilities. We have registered our apply for GST registration in Maharashtra in 2 to 3 places. We are waiting for the GST registration from Maharashtra. Similarly, we are doing in southern part like Tamil Nadu and Telangana also the GST registration process. And we are also tied up with the suppliers as well as the customers. So therefore, as and when we will get the GST registration from all the place or part of India, we'll start the operations.
Okay, fine, sir. Thank you, sir. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Anybody wishing to ask a question, please use the option of raise hand. Or you can put your question in Q&A box.
Mohsin Sen, there are no further questions. We can close the call. Can we
Yes, sir.
request the management to give their closing comments?
What will be my closing statement? Hello.
Yes, sir. Please, your closing comments, please.
Okay. Thank you. Before we close, I would like to thank everyone for joining today's call and for your continued interest in Hariom Pipe Industries Limited. We remain committed to building the company with a balanced focus on growth, profitability, cash generation, and long-term value creation. Our efforts will continue towards strengthening our operating efficiency, deepening our market presence, and maintaining financial discipline. We sincerely appreciate the support and confidence all of our shareholders, investors, analysts, and other stakeholders. Thank you once again for your participation. We look forward to staying connected and updating you on our progress in the coming quarters. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you to the management team and thank you to all the participants for joining on this call. This brings us to the end of this conference call. Thank you.